Vasquez, and right now we're talking about an audiovisual experimental show opening up at 107 Projects. And as the boundaries between humans and machines become increasingly blurred, it's really worth asking the question, what might life look like in a post-human era? Because that's the main focus of Fluctuating Space, a new media art exhibition opening tonight featuring the likes of artist teams Pink Money and Kynan Tan. I am joined right now in the studio by the curator of the show, Yanyu Lee. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It's so good to have you in here. So Fluctuating Space will be looking at the relationship between science and technology, which is really central to this show. So how does that kind of manifest within the program?
You mean the idea about the fluctuating space?
Yeah.
So basically the fluctuating space has kind of tried to describe a very unstable, keep changing like situation we face like every day, especially the 21st century. And I tried to bring some kind of new median artists, like very emerging and young artists, both from China and Australia, to 107 Project, to show the people like how they understand about the nowadays what kind of new median art it is. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. Yeah. So how does that idea of like instability and technology play out with these new emerging artists? Like, what does that look like?
Oh, so we bring two video work by Kynan Tan. It's a kind of computer generate sounds and visual image. So it kind of shows. So basically, Kynan Tan kind of tried to show how the data are being processed and try to visualize those kind of things we experience like every day, but we not really see them or feel them in the real life. That's the idea. And also, we bring one work from the Pink Money. It's kind of interactive artwork. So the audience kind of try to communicate with an AI program and try to find out some like questions about life, about the meaning of human beings.
Yeah, wow. So how does that actually play out if you're like, so as the idea is this is called Fluctuating Space and you're the curator of the show. So how does that, what was your curatorial process behind like choosing these particular artists?
Basically at the beginning, it's kind of just a very general idea of the exhibition. It's kind of like one of my assignments from the uni. But the more research I done, I kind of have like a more clear idea about what kind of artwork I want to choose and how to represent my idea like behind it. So yeah, it's kind of so the idea has kind of grown up with the research I've done and tried to choose the right artist, the right artwork to represent my idea.
Yeah, wow. And there's a lot of installations that are quite interactive as well in this particular show.
Yes.
When it comes to something like AI and technology, why have you chosen to include some more participatory art within this particular program?
Yeah, because I think the most important part of new median art is kind of they require more communicate and more interact with the audience. That's the part that's different from those traditional art form like painting or sculpture. You just stand there and look at them. But new media art is like kind of inquire the audience to be participate in the process, like to experience like in the real time. Yeah, that's I think how it works.
Yeah, so you've got, and Kynan Tan is an artist who's interested in digital systems, computation, deals with a lot of things to deal with the influence of data in his works. But we've also got Pink Money coming in as well, and they're a creative new media art team with programmer Yu Long and graphic designer Shi Ki. What are they going to be bringing to this show?
So as I mentioned before, they're going to bring one, the interactive installations. That one's really good. And also we're going to organize a live performance, of them. So they're going to, do an audio visual live performance tonight to show people how. So basically they generate a lot of, computer generate image, the video, and they're going to do, a sounds with the video, in the real time, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So how do things like noise art and paramedic designs and interactive installations with things like Pink Money and Kine and Tan's work function, like, within the broader context when it comes to, like, interactive art?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, just how does like noise art play a role and in this particular space?
Yeah, because noise art's kind of because most of the work like in this show kind of involved a lot of like sound part. So you're not just seeing things. You have to. It's just not only the image or the visual things, but you also need to be here. Like, also the whole environment, like, it's going to be very immersive. You're going to experience, like, with your whole body, like, every, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, Yuen Lee.